Hi friend, did you know that Find Your Flow TV is now available on Roku? That's right, simply open up your Roku device and search for Find Your Flow TV, and then you can download the channel and start watching right away. There's nature videos with peaceful music and new TV shows that are peaceful and awesome and positive and flowing. So go ahead and get it today. And now, on with the show.
Hello and welcome to the Find Your Flow radio show podcast. I'm your host, Winston Wittes, and I'm here today with a very special episode. Today's episode is special edition. Special edition. What is a special edition? It is an episode that is out of time with the release dates of the other episodes. What the heck does that mean? Excuse me while I take a quick sip of my drink. All right, this episode is sponsored by Bang Energy. If you go to the show notes, chances are I will not have remembered to get those, sponsor links in, but hopefully I will. Hopefully it'll be totally awesome about it, and I'll make that happen. And if you click through to our sponsor links, it helps support the show. So that is much appreciated. You can always go to findflow.com and search through the podcast for this particular episode called Special Edition, and then you'll be able to find our sponsors and buy stuff that you probably already buy, and it supports the show, which is awesome. So thank you for that. So what is this special edition about? Well, as of the time of this recording, I've published recently the 100th episode of the podcast. Woo, yay, it's awesome, go Winston. And I've also stalled out with getting them published. I had a really great intern who turned into a kind of a 1099 guy who was helping me, but I've really dropped the ball with keeping in contact well and managing, and now my show hasn't been published in like a month and a half. So challenging, friend. The whole thing is challenging. Life is challenging. Sometimes it's overwhelmingly challenging. And not like, which is such a lame thing to say, especially as I just pulled up behind this car where there's a sticker of the American flag and these troops, and it says, "We support our troops." And it's like, yeah, I'm not out on a battlefield, right? I'm not out kicking in doors and taking names and putting my life on the line, right? So who am I to say that this is totally challenging and hard and overwhelming and whatnot? But yet it is, because it's all relative, right? We all have our own battles in a sense to deal with. So for me, yesterday I was feeling it. It really was. I had not oral surgery. I had scaling and planing, which is like super deep cleaning, which is super fun. They really get to the root of your teeth or whatever, like below the gum line. And wow, there's a mass exodus from East County on the freeway here. I have a feeling I'm going to be doing a lot of podcasting today, friend. So, so I've got a ton of podcasts recorded, ready to go. No, not fully ready to go. Ready to be post-production. I had somebody who was doing that, and I was on top of the world as far as how amazing it was to finally have somebody help me, because I've been doing it all myself for years. And I know I need to outsource, but it takes time, right? It takes energy, it takes systems, it takes money. And I hadn't had money to put into the business for a long time. Trying to shoestring or bootstrap the business on a shoestring budget. So that means I funded all myself, or my friends at Visa helped me fund it. But my friends at Visa, because your friend Winston sometimes doesn't automate things well or forgets to pay things on time, apparently, and then his interest rates from his friends at Visa go up to 30%, which is insane. So paying insane interest. But that's my struggle, right? And I share that with you because Because one thing, and one thing that hit me again yesterday, with life, I guess, or a specific aspect of life, specifically weight loss, if I'm being honest, specifically weight loss, I was, it was a bunch of things. Like, generally for me, it's like it all hits me at once, and it's like I just felt really depressed. And Elena, what's wrong? What's wrong? It's like, and, but she knows now. We work on it together for her to just not ask me, right? Because there's certain times it's like I have no skill to communicate what's wrong because it's so many things, like there's no point in even starting. And I don't want to just be a Debbie Downer, but I'm clearly a Debbie Downer in that moment, in that time. And I just need space. Like, nothing anybody says is going to make me feel better. I just need space and to not talk to people. Sometimes that's what it was yesterday when I got home. So, oh man, so many things. Okay. One of the things, I'll just start going through some things. Why is this urgent? Why is this a special edition? Why do I have to publish this one before the rest of them? I guess just to give you an update, to let you know, one, that yeah, I've got like literally, friend, at this point, I've got like 2 years worth of weekly podcasts recorded. 2 years worth, maybe even more. Pretty sure more. But I don't have anybody yet. I need to reach out to my guy and have him start producing them. Oh, I didn't have the money for a long time, right? That was the issue. And then now, battling, not battling, but convincing, aligning expectations, dreams, goals, finances with the wife to make sure that I can have money to grow, find your flow, right? It's been a long schlep, friends. 20 years I've been working on this thing. And so to dump a bunch of money into it, which I've done at various points in time, it's scary because I don't know how quickly I'm going to make that money back. It's not a business that's cash flowing at this point, but I know it will. But how long can I float the business expenses until that money starts coming back? That's something that I've had that lesson. I've learned it in different ways at different points in my life. That's been part of my entrepreneurial journey, is the different little projects and things I've run where I've invested money, sometimes for the long game, sometimes for the very short term, and sometimes I've invested a lot of things and built, and then it never came to fruition, right? A failure, you could call it, but it's also just a learning lesson. It's part of just being an entrepreneur. It's just most stuff will not work. You just got to fail, and you got to be okay with that, and you got to move on and take that and use that to move up into the next thing. So I've got plenty of experience, friend. Another really cool thing about my day job is that I'm a consultant. So I talk to business owners all day, every day, well, 5 days a week, and not all day, about 9 hours a day, 8 to 9 hours a day, 10 hours a day, sometimes overtime this week, a few days a week. And so I get a lot of experience vicariously, right? Because I'm talking to all these business owners at different stages in their business. Most of them are new, probably 80 to 90% are new. And then I get that 20% that are experienced with other businesses. They've got their own business, right? Not employees. And so that's really cool. So I learned so much from working with all these different people, and I see the challenges, and it reminds me, and that's one of the values that I bring to them, is that I've been through so many different scenarios of funding, self-funding, and putting things on credit and getting loans to grow a business. And so it's fascinating to see different approaches that people have to it, and the mindset. And so I get to learn a lot. It's great. And I'm sharing this with you because because part of the thing too is, who am I helping with all this? Like, who are my ideal customers and clients? I'm getting to the point now where I'm starting to really actually going to promote Finder Flow, which, believe it or not, I actually haven't been doing for a long time. I haven't actually promoted it very much. Yeah, I'll post on social media here and there, but that's just minimal visibility, minimal promotion. and it's not reaching a ton of people, but it reaches a little bit. But I'm getting ready to start really ramping that up, which is scary, if I'm being honest, because, you know, it's just scary. And with that, come on, friend. Thank you for using your blinker. I think you don't know it's on. Okay, that's okay, because you're doing your makeup. That's much more important. That's much more important than driving on the road, on the freeway. Okay. When... Oh, are we going with this, friend? So many things. The weight loss thing's a big one. Oh, yes. Oh, I see the connections now. So it all just comes at me, and I don't always realize the connections until I speak it out to you, friend. So you gotta be a cohort of mine during this creative process. So the weight loss thing, geez, it just brings up so many levels. I can't talk to them all fast enough. Okay, hit them as quickly as I can. There's so much I can't say. That's the first thing. Let's start there. There's so much that I can't share, even with you. And I try to be super transparent as much as I can be, given that I'm still human, given that I still have an ego, given that I still, I guess, have pride, maybe, or, you know, or just some things are just too personal, right? And some things I realized, like, actually one thing last night that kind of hit me was, maybe there are certain things I should talk to a professional about. That kind of hit me because Elena's just sharing with me certain things, and, you know, she dealt with growing up, and you know, I know she's finding help that is helping her, and I realized I had a friend who, I guess it was maybe a couple of years ago, and it was great because in my physical location these days, I don't have any, all my friends, like, are in different states now, right? I don't know if you can relate to that, but all the people who were my friends in physical real life they're all over the darn world now, which is awesome for them and great, but it makes it, you know, don't hang out with them anymore. Sure, we still talk on the phone and stuff, and that's still cool. Just a little different, right? And so I don't really have any friends. I have my jiu-jitsu friends, which is awesome. And where the heck am I going with all this? Anyway, friend, I don't know. I'm all over the place. So there's a lot of things. Oh, weight loss. And I talk about this so much, it's crazy, but at the same time, I know these episodes, not all of them have been released, so you don't know that I've said these things yet. So one of the crazy things with the weight loss thing, I've said it a million times, I'll probably say it a million more times, is just that people can be watching me do it, watching me change habits, watching me cut out food, literally cut out meals, right? Watching me cut my meals in half, watching me prep my meals, one measured cup of rice, one measured little thing of tofu, one, you know, like, do all these serious changes in my lifestyle and still completely deny the effort, in a sense, that I put into it and the sacrifice. Because, oh, it's easy for you because you're a guy. It's easy for you because you're a man. Like, no. I'll give you a specific instance. I'm not trying to throw my wife Elena under the bus, but I got to talk too, right? I got to be able to share what the heck I'm trying to say. So the other night, Elena, my wife, my life partner, who lives with me, I live with her, we live together. We don't see each other all the time, but we see each other pretty much every day, right? She knows what I went through. She knows I've lost 40-something pounds. She saw me do it. And yet, when I try to, and obviously I can't, sure as heck can't, like, I try not to say anything about weight or weight loss, right? I just try to avoid it altogether because there's really no winning in that conversation, right, guys? Right, guys, can I get it right? Okay, sorry. But that's kind of playing that same line of thinking, right? Like, well, it's easy for you because you're a guy. And I heard that from so many people, women specifically. Okay. And she said, so the other night, she's started this program, you know, and is excited, and it's got a point system, and I'm excited for her because I think it's important to have a system. It's probably less important which system, but there's certainly importance in that as well. And then really just having like a system that you stick with, I feel is like really a key that you can do forever, a lifestyle, not just like a, let me do this real quick and then go back to my old ways. That clearly is not going to work. So she's doing this new system and, you know, it's less food than what she was eating. Imagine that. And so it was nighttime and she was complaining. She's like, oh, this is the time I get hungry. And I can relate, right? I cut out a lot of food. And so there's times that I'm hungry. In fact, I freaking binged last night. Gosh darn it, which I'm super ashamed of. But whatever. It's irrelevant. But it's not irrelevant because I slip too. I slip too. And I'm human. And it still sucks. And it's still tough for me. Even though I did it and lost the weight, and I can get away with it more now because I understand a lot more about my body and about food and nutrition and all this because I put in the hours and the research and the dedication and whatnot. But so one thing, so she was like saying that, and I was like, well, one thing I do, I opened my big mouth, is one thing I did, opened my mouth, and I was like, one thing I do is that I pretend, like when I feel my stomach and it feels like it's hungry, it's like, Winston, feed me, and I'm like, F you, stomach, we're not friends anymore, I don't feed you. And I'm like, eat the fat, stomach, burn that stuff from the inside out, and I imagine that. I imagine that my stomach is digesting and burning the fat. It's eating it. And is that a fun thing to do? No, I'd rather eat real food, but I'd also rather keep the weight off and work closer and closer toward more ripped six-pack abs. I want that more. No, I really wanted the food more, but I've trained myself through getting a burning, creating a burning desire for the six-pack abs, creating a burning desire to lose the weight for my health, for my sons, for my wife, for the lifestyle, for Find Your Flow, to be able to spread the message more, because I truly feel that the better shape I'm in, the better health I'm in, the higher vibration that I vibrate at, the better in tune with my highest and best self, the better I'll be able to share, spread the message, and help more people. I believe that it's all connected in that way. So, if I want to be able to operate at the highest and best, and I'm set on that, right? Like, I've dedicated my life to this. Truly have. And so, that's what I keep forefront in my mind. Now, it may sound like I'm just preaching or bragging, but I want to tell you, friend, I'm not. What I'm doing is I'm sharing with you deep secret insights. They're not secret. They're in books. I read Think and Grow Rich, Burning Desire. You got to have a burning desire to achieve what you want. So I didn't make this up. I'm reiterating. And I'm testifying, if you will. Because as soon as I said that, church, she's like, well, that doesn't work for me. It's like, you didn't do it yet. You don't just do it once and then it magically works. That's a strategy. That's a tactic you can use when you're hungry and you don't want to actually get real food. You can play this stupid game, which just so happened to help me lose 45 plus pounds. I don't know. Maybe you want to give it a try. No, it's easy for you. No, it's not freaking easy for me. It's not easy for me. It was not, none of it was easy for me. Right? That's part of the frustration. And not just in that space, although that's the one that really, like, just sometimes strikes me. And it's like, I feel so bad for other people who are trying to lose weight because it is just so not easy on so many levels. It's not easy to just physically lose the weight. It's not easy to mentally lose the weight. It's not easy to, you know, change the habits of the eating of the food because maybe you get food from fast food or whatever. So you don't have time. You're running around and taking care of kids or running to work or working multiple jobs or whatever. It's just not that easy logistically. Maybe everyone in your family is overweight and the social pressure, huge. It's huge. The environment, it's huge. it's like it's impossibly hard, or not impossible, but gosh darn near it, you know? Like, I gotta think, if you're in a family where people are just forcing food on you all the time, right? There's that social pressure. You are, and I'm reading this book, Grit, which I've talked about in episodes that you won't hear for 2.5 years. Talked about this book, Grit. And I'm at the part in the book where she's talking about how important that the people, the team you hang out with, right? The people you hang out with, the group. Because whatever they're doing, it as social human creatures, we do what it takes to fit in with the group, generally speaking, that we're in or that we want to be in. And so if you're with the group of people that just sits around and eats all the time, guess what you're probably going to do? If you're with a group of people that wakes up at 4 a.m. and goes and hits the pool to swim laps, guess what you're probably going to do? It's just natural, right? If you're hanging out with everybody and that's what everybody does, then it just becomes second nature. You just do it. So it becomes incredibly important, right, who you're hanging around. So why is this a special edition? Why did I have to get this one out there? I think the big thing was just to explain why there's such a delay, why after I hit the 100th episode, I haven't put out any more episodes. It's just challenging. And I want to just remind me that, like, still a challenge every day. Still a challenge every day. As much as I've automated something, oh, man. So the other day, big thing happened. Finally, after about 6 years of blogging and creating original content on finderflow.com, it hit page one of Google for the search term finderflow. 6 years it took me, friend. So many things have to come together for something like that, way more than I had any idea about, right? It's mind-boggling. So I went, I don't even know how to, so many things. I can't even, like, say it all. Yeah, I don't know where the value comes in this episode, friend. If it comes in, I think it's just, okay, let's just do this. So, sometimes there's more things than I can say, even in my half hour of ranting or whatever. And maybe that happens for you too. And sometimes it's overwhelming. I just try to just keep the focus and then breathe. And I try to avoid people. Maybe for you, maybe you need to get out and go hang out with people. I don't know. Depends on your personality and what makes you feel energized and awesome. And yeah, I think part of it is just to let you know that the show must go on. The show will go on, even if there's a gap. Okay, that's a lesson, right? That's great. Okay, there's all these failures that I have consistently. I fail every freaking day, right? Like, every day, something breaks. Something, like, I'm fixing something. And sometimes it gets super... Okay, quick last... Maybe one of the last stories. I'm getting close to my destination here. So, finderflow.com. I had a chance to sit down and start... as I talked about earlier in the episode, getting close to really actually starting to promote it, where I'm going to be driving some traffic. And so I got this course about, traffic and marketing and this and that, and keep my skills sharp, the mind flow, right, for the cash flow. And I am going through it, and I'm getting excited to work on this piece of content. I go to my website. Oh, my website's down. What? And I realize, man, this is like the sixth time this has happened this month, where I've gone in to try to do some edits or something, and the freaking site is down. And I pay money, right? Good freaking money. Have finderflow.com hosted on this special server, and I pay extra for this stupid security tag, and I pay extra for this and that. Like, there's so many freaking things, friends, so many things that I pay for just to keep this stupid site up and alive, right, and not hacked. So I've had that happen so many times early on because I didn't have the high enough level of hosting and protection, and so I've learned and learned and learned over the last 6 years with the website. And And I just lost it. So it's like, man, I just got this course, how to drive traffic. I'm setting up paid traffic. And it's like, if I was paying, like, I'm already paying so much just to keep the site going. And then on top of that, I'm paying money to drive traffic to it. And if the site is down and that money is just being blown away for, you know, like, oh, I could just cry. I could just freaking cry, right? It's so sad to me and so heartbreaking. And especially because I finally made page one of Google, and I was above, ranked above Forbes for Find Your Flow, the term Find Your Flow. And that was a little victory, right? And I patted myself on the back. I sent that, posted on my social media page. Why? Because it's just like a little milestone. It's a milestone that I've been working 6 freaking years on, right? Get page one of Google. And as I'm learning this SEO stuff, as I'm learning all these different things, like, I realized I did this test on the site, and it's like it loads super slow, like ridiculous slow. And it says that can really hurt your score, right? Like, oh, you got a super slow page. Nobody wants to stick around and wait for it to load. Everybody leaves. And so it's not really great. So I'm like, gosh darn it. Well, I got to get this fixed so I can maintain my good rank now and call up GoDaddy and, like, you know, or I'm text chatting with the dude. And I already know what's going to happen. To a degree, right? Because he's like, oh yes, and he texts back, oh yes, this is a known issue, we're working on it, me and my team, and, you know, thank you for your patience. And it's like, man, thank you for your patience. I know it's not you personally, but gosh darn it, like, I pay GoDaddy good freaking money, and you know, blah blah blah, and I need to look for better hosting. And I ended the chat, and it was like, man, I know it's not this guy's fault. I know he's just out there hustling, doing his job. And you know, server goes down, who knows? I don't even know what the heck, like, where does that happen? Who really does things to make this, fix it? It's got to be some huge crazy thing, especially when a company as big and awesome as GoDaddy is got a down server, servers or hosting or whatever. Like, something serious is probably going on. And yet I was, you know, I just chatted this guy this lame thing, so I was just so pissed. So I felt really bad. And yesterday I tracked the guy down, through, had to go through the whole support system to track this dude's email down so I could email him an apology, because I just felt horrible. And what's the point of all this? Yeah, just like every day I'm struggling. Every day I'm struggling. Every day I'm trying to make this thing happen, and it just, and it's like, then I remember, you're the funny flow guy, Winston. Just be flowing. Just go with the flow of it. It's like, okay, jerk, shut up, first of all. Second of all, you're right. Third of all, got to go do something else, okay? And I moved on to the next project. But it's just, I want you to know, friend, that it's that hard for everybody. For everybody. I could sit here and say, like, oh, it's easy for those guys because this. It's easy for that person. It's like, no, I'm just looking through my own rosy-colored glasses or whatever it is that person's doing. And it's just hard. And, like, yesterday I was just reminded of so many hard things that I've dealt with recently or the last years or whatever, and still deal with, and things that probably will be dealing with for years, if I'm being honest. So I share that with you to let you know that it's part of the whole ride. I think some of us, I know myself, sometimes I just want to get to that easy part, that next flow state, that next flow state. Like, I'm a flow junkie, and I flow most of the day, but there's also points where I hit that grind, right? Where it's like, okay, now I'm grinding, or got to deal with, like, I got to re-engage with this or that, and feelings, which, you know, it's a different topic altogether, but emotions, experiences, material facts, maybe even, that can affect, you know, environment. But then there's the perception, right? I always have the power to choose how I respond to things. That's my response ability. I have the ability to choose my response to a situation. And, whew, sorry, brakes in my car. Getting a little worn there. Okay, friend, tired of whatever the heck I'm talking about today. Special edition, which I think is just, I don't know, it's, there's so many things I need to do, and it never ends, which is great. It doesn't end until I'm dead, which is a lesson I try to remind myself, right? Like, oh, once you have so many to do, you're behind. You gotta do this, you gotta do that, you gotta do something. Oh, that didn't work out. Oh, now I gotta call this. Oh, now I gotta backstep 20 steps to go fix this thing. Blah, 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 blah. Overwhelmed, right? It's like, you know what, guy? Clearly, you're still alive because you're still trying to do a whole bunch of stuff more than is currently possible. So I'm ahead of the, I'm ahead, I'm thinking ahead, which causes anxiety. Not thinking ahead, which causes anxiety. I'm shooting on myself, right? Oh, I should have that done. Oh, I should have that done. Oh, I should do this. I should do that. Well, you know what? I work as hard and as fast as I humanly can. I take supplements and things to, I'm drinking Bang Energy to keep me awake longer through the day and through my work day and into the night so I can work on stuff late into the night so I can get away with less sleep for more days so I can have more time to be productive. That's a real thing for me, and it's maybe a little crazy. And yet, that's how bad I want it. That's how bad I want to make this all happen. That's how bad I want to do whatever the heck it is I'm trying to do. I don't even entirely know, but just keep putting one foot in front of the other, right? Keep getting one step closer. Keep my eyes on the prize. Even if I don't entirely know what it is, I got a pretty good sense of certain aspects, right? Certain aspects of highlight reels in my head that I play of things that will happen. How do I know they're going to happen? Because that's what I'm putting in my head. That's how it works, right? If I keep my eyes on that prize and keep feeding my brain visions of me having that, being it, doing it, then it will happen. So I have the faith and the follow through to put into action the things that I believe are going to put me on the path to make that thing happen, right? And so the special edition, friend, is that it's still happening. It's still happening. It's still a thing. I'm still alive. I'm still here, grinding and hustling. And I thank you for being along this journey with me, because it's not easy. It's not easy, friend. And that's part of the whole thing, I think, is just to remember. I think just knowing that, and it's, you know, people I see posts and whatnot about, you never know what somebody else is going through, so be kind. And I think that's really important. I really do. So be kind, friend, to yourself and to others. And little things that you could do for other people really do matter, in my opinion, in my experience. They really do. And you can do it. It doesn't have to be some big crazy thing, Winston. You don't have to always remember the big, like, it's not always about the big, huge, like, I'm gonna sell 20 million books and I'm gonna get a gazillion downloads on the podcast and blah, blah, blah. No. Chill the F out, guy. It doesn't have to be all that. The little things to matter, as you know, right? Yes, I do know that. Okay, then chill out. What are you freaking out about all the damn time for? Settle the F down, man. I can't. I've got bang flowing through my freaking veins, man. Enough to kill a horse. I got so much caffeine, and now my chair just moved by itself and is eating me. Clearly, I've done something. Okay. All right, we're good. We're good, friend. All right. Phew. So, yeah, special edition. Hope that was, I don't know what that was. That was what it was, right? It was what it was. I got it done. Hopefully, I'm going to produce it and actually publish it. Maybe you'll even hear this episode someday. I'm sitting in my car, friend. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Like, I do this podcast in my car, man, with a little $100 microphone and a phone, $1,000 phone. Phone's freaking expensive as shite, but I financed it. So it's totally worth it because guess what? I get to make this podcast, and maybe one person out there, maybe you, friend, maybe you're listening and you're like, yeah, I needed to hear that. Oh, that one thing that he said, that's what I need to hear. So hopefully that happened. And if not, I got 100 other episodes you could go check out. Maybe one of those will do it for you. I hope, right? That's my intention. I try to bring it every time. Sometimes I fail. I probably fail a lot of the times, but I keep going. I'm gritty. And even though I haven't published a podcast in like a month and a half, I'm still recording them. That's a lesson. That's a big lesson that I wanted to share today. that I just realized. That's why I wanted to share this, was because that's the lesson, Winston. Hey, yay, guy, you did it. You did it. You figured it out. After all that, it took you a while. We were just about to go to wrap this thing up, but you kind of figured it out. Oh, yeah. Even though I've been failing for the last month and a half at getting the podcast episodes out, I'm not done. I haven't given up. I'm not out of the game. I will publish this one. I will publish the next one. I will hire my guy again to get him back into producing them for me, hopefully, or I will have to hire somebody new, but that's okay. I've now developed a system. Since I hired my last intern, I developed a system, a process, a repeatable process and trainings. I can now outsource that easily. And now I think about it, I even have credits to outsource another intern. Gosh darn it, I've been sleeping on that too. But I have, right? Too many things, but I'm not going to worry about that because it's all there and I'm live. And so I get done what I get done. Winston, chill the F out, right? Yeah, I'm fine with that now. I feel good about that. I got a Bang energy drink. I'm going to go drink this thing as I walk into the office and crush it all day. Yeah, and it's cloudy out. And I love it when it's cloudy out and cool and kind of misty. This is my weather. It's fall, finally. Heck yeah. All right, let's do this. All right, crush it, friend. Thanks. And until next time, my friend, be flowing.
Well, thanks for listening to another episode. And if you would like to hear your commercial at the beginning or end of this podcast, go ahead and send me an email, winston@finderflow.com, and I'll get back to you as quick as I can. Thanks for listening, friend, and until next time, be flowing.